We always chant Dogen Zenji's Hotsugammon before each teisho, except during Rohatsu. Hotsugammon is the vow, the arousing the thought of enlightenment. Word by word, line by line, we soundly savor each word, solidly receive each line, arousing the thought of enlightenment. The thought of enlightenment is sealed inside your tanden. The first words of the chant are vow, I vow, the vow. This one word, vow, arises from the depths of life. It's not something that you stuck on later. The vow, life's vow. I pray that your vow to attain enlightenment for all beings, not be half-baked. I pray that your vow is solid and strong and determined. Shakyamuni Buddha, the world-honored one, was able to see right into genuine self, true self, original self. And when he saw, he exclaimed, wonder of wonders, wonder of wonders. Intrinsically, all beings are Buddha, endowed with wisdom and virtue. The Buddha, one of great character and unimaginable energetic perseverance. He was able to see deeply into the true self, to free himself from any attachment to this body, the body is myself, to adapt perfectly one with Buddha mind. Any, everywhere, everything is only just original mind. This was the mind state of Shakyamuni, the world-honored one. With what wonder and amazement he must have seen and exclaimed, wonder of wonders. We can only wonder at how deeply he was moved, body and soul, reborn at the core, life burning brightly. Life burning brightly. Here was a human being who, for innumerable lifetimes, had carried forth his vow, the vow to save all beings. His vow was to bring peace to all beings, great, true peace of mind. This was his life. And even so, he could not help but exclaim in marvel, wonder of wonders. Even for one of astute, compassionate character as the Buddha, the truth that he saw upon enlightenment was a wonder. The wonder is right here, right here. All being without exception, each and every being, arises totally supported, totally dedicated, totally one with all being. We are indelibly, perpetually interconnected. Truth is not as you presently perceive it. No one is cut off, isolated, apart from the whole. You are not this as opposed to that. There is no distance. This is the wonder which was revealed to Shakyamuni Buddha. Perfect reception. You are as you are, now and here, perfectly receiving everything. All beings are endowed with Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue. All being is fundamentally Buddha. There was never anywhere, anyhow, any small separate self. Awakening is wonderment. Total inside-outside reform, happiness. Shakyamuni, Buddha, the world-honored one, was able at last to verify truth for himself. He reached his goal, fulfilled his aspiration. At long, long last, he understood. All beings are Buddha. But he had something to say in addition to this, and how thankful we can be for the Buddha's addition. He said, "But because the minds of beings have become inverted through delusive thinking, they fail to perceive their own inherent Buddha nature. You have not seen your own face, have you? No, I often see my face in the mirror, on the surface of the clear water. That is not, of course, your genuine face. It is but a shadow that you see. You mistake this shadow for the real thing. And there you've got it. You're saddled with I, me, mine. Thus you cannot possibly help but imagine separation. You cannot help but create barriers. This we call discriminating mind. That sense of separation is, in constant interaction, connection, relationship, moved and catalyzed and stimulated in interactions. But because we operate from the assumption that our separateness is our base, how pitiful and paltry we make ourselves out to be. We are ruled by our false assumption of self, separate and cut off. So what can you expect? Your vision is limited. Your reception is skewed. You cannot hear, receive, respond as it is. If I, me, mine is facing the world, false meets false. You get about as good as you get. See with limits, and limits are what you see. But even after you have attained peace of mind, even with profound peace of mind, we still say, still more. Still more. Thanks to this ever still more, ever still more, the character of understanding can be infinitely deepened. This we call the process of Buddhahood, the process of profound and perfect enlightenment. Now, who is it who is blessed to be continuing the steps of the Buddhas and the ancient teachers? Don't look off. It's not somewhere else. Truth is you yourself. And I urge you, where you are, still more, still more. Never hesitate when it comes to this one great matter. You are blessed to be polishing, polishing, polishing perfect self. You are able to do this. Polishing, polishing perfect self. This is you sitting here now, and this is also the Buddhas and the ancestors as well. All beings are right here in the big midst of truth, this one truth. And at the same time, each and every being manifests its own unique habits, karmic tendencies. This goes even for the Buddhas and ancestors who have profoundly seen into the truth of our oneness. There is no duality. This all, this one truth, is my life. While understanding, receiving, embracing life in high spirits, each and every action may arise gently, kindly. The many Buddhas, the many ancestors, manifesting truth gently, softly, or manifesting truth with force, vigor. Buddhas and ancestors are forever showing us the way. It's right now, here. It's good now. Good now. Please don't look off. Please go deeper and more deeply still. What a pity to linger and pause in complacency. If you get stuck in any way, caught up in your notions, release your hold. Release. Great release. This is purification. Let go. Hold nothing. Grasp nothing. More, still more. Maintain your practice. Your practice? This one doing. This one doing. Walk it, take it to the limits, this one doing. The birth of one Buddha is the birth of all Buddhas. Wonder of wonders. Wonder of wonders. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Listen. Endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. These words do not say or imply that someday in the future you will be endowed with Buddha wisdom. Buddha virtue is not something that you are going to get one day. Now, as you are, as it is, all beings are Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. This baby, this newborn baby, is Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. This is what is finally revealed to you when the eyes are open. Nothing is outside Buddha nature. So, there is absolutely no reason to be down on yourself. Why can't I do this? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I get it? There's no reason for that. There is absolutely no reason to be crabby or irritated with yourself or anybody else. What's wrong with me? I'm trying to do it, but I can't get it. There's absolutely no reason to feel that you've got to hold yourself up high and look big. Just more, still more. In harmony with true heart, your true heart, with enthusiasm and spirit, receive everything. Perfect receive. Don't be reluctant. You've got nothing to lose. Let go. totally exhaust yourself in this one all-inclusive perfect doing. This one doing, give it your all. This one full, indiscriminate, non-discriminating one doing. This is all there is. Perfection is here now. There is no need to worry about losing anything. Rather, you can find out who you are. Going nowhere, always right here. No going, no coming, expecting nothing. The roots of great belief. Receive with no reluctance the teaching, Buddha nature. Let the teaching come home to you. But even though you profoundly receive and believe the teaching, it must not be a stagnant thing. Clinging to an idea of Buddha is confusion. Just do this fresh, new, this one doing. Original Buddha nature. Heaven and earth, I alone, one. Buddha mind is always and forever being conveyed any and everywhere. You are always and forever receiving. But because the mind becomes inverted through delusive thinking, you fail to perceive. Inverted, upside down, overturned, you are looking away from truth. I want to ask you, how long do you intend to continue wallowing in self-cherishing? Lost in self-cherishing, you don't even see what you're doing. You just don't seem to quite get around to actually recognizing your delusions. But you will not be satisfied in ignorance, will you? You must refuse in your heart, refuse to continue nursing your wild delusions. You must be clear and certain. There is no satisfaction, no ease of mind in delusion. You will not be satisfied as long as you're obsessed by the delusion of I, me, mine. As long as you are cherishing a false sense of self, you will always be grasping. Something is always going to have the bite on you. Lost in I, me, mine, you cannot receive the smiling face of true mind. Believe heart and soul in your true self. Believe with your life. And receive, 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 accept and receive truth. How? This one breath. Give your all to this one breath. Answer to the dedicated support of the universe with this one breath. This one doing. Give it your all. You are here now, sitting this session, doing this one doing, paying homage to Dharma. You're all embracing one doing, one breath, one step. It's showing your gratitude. So please, please make each step, each breath, great care, each breath with loving appreciation. Shkantaza, just sitting. Mujhe Samadhi, the eternal iron rail of Mu. This one Mu, this one doing, this is eternal. Counting the breath, good. Following this breath, good. There are those of you who are sitting in this dojo for the first time, this your first sesshin. Others have been coming to sesshin for years or tens of years. Regardless of how long or how short, you're here, you have been here to do sesshin. Your practice is this one doing. Please carry through each one doing with deep care. Heaven and earth, this one doing. Polish and polish. You are blessed to be able to polish and polish and polish for all eternity. This one doing. These legs of yours folded into pain, they can race, they can fold themselves into zazen, they can lightly step or step with heavy determination. Just these same legs alone are ever changing, ever dedicating their everything to the ever-changing circumstances. Eyes to see, sounds heard, smells, the tongue and tastes. What blessings are ours? What blessings are yours now? Everyone, together, in mutual interdependence with all things, can continue polishing and polishing. Looking at the newspaper or television news, there's hardly any good news, it seems. The dangers in the world stand out starkly. Meteors that could come crashing upon us, or closer to home, the horrible nuclear bombs that we've created. We've put ourselves in real danger. We could conceivably shatter our earth. The danger is real, but true mind cannot be shattered. It can never be harmed. If mind were such that it could be harmed, we could not rely on it, could we? How could we give our all to this one doing? Buddha nature cannot be touched. So true mind, your true mind, is utterly dependable. But there is nothing dependable about delusive, ignorant misperception. Minds inverted through delusive thinking. Look away from truth and you will not see it. And you will not have peace of mind. There is every reason to pour all of your energy into this one doing. There is no peace of mind in a self-cherishing viewpoint. So, please, just trust in your original nature. Receive and trust. Let go, receive and trust. Stay with your practice, letting go. Letting go of self-cherishing. Cast off body and mind, forget about them. Do not grasp. Whatever arises, do not entertain it. Do not be disturbed by what may arise. Do not seek to linger in any state. Holding nothing, grasping nothing, just doing. I can't remind you enough to maintain your practice. Straighten your posture. Sit in the form of true mind. True dignity is true mind. true mind is ever revealing itself in each and everything. So maintain your practice, no matter where you are, what you're doing. This one single-minded doing, your one single-minded doing, embraces all truth. All the universe is enveloped, protected, cared for in this one doing. There is no separation. There is no barrier. There is no distance. You have come all the way here to do this sesshin. Please carry through. Please. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way. In today's Teisho, Rusama mentioned that some people who are doing counting the breaths may be ready for a more cutting practice, he said. So you may be given the koan mu, and in Doksan you can mention it to him, he said.